Former school teacher Julie Nerula says she'll bring a new and unique breadth of educational experience and institutional knowledge to the school board.
Also, my family has lived in six very different states across the U.S., so I can bring a unique breadth of knowledge about different educational perspectives to the table. But mostly it's my desire to give the students the very best educational experience. It's been a driving force in my career and throughout my life, and I'd really like the opportunity to serve our district by being on the school board.
While Nerula was a teacher, she's now a parent, and she sees education from those two constructs. While she doesn't have experience with teacher negotiations, she says you have to treat teacher issues with sensitivity and balanced perspective.
I also think we need to provide a very positive and sensitive work environment, sensitive to their needs. Instead of telling them what they need to do, ask them if it's working. Let them tell us, is it working, is it not, what do we need to do to fix it, that sort of thing. Their input is very important. We'd be able to sort of provide a balanced perspective. As both a parent and a teacher and then a school board member, I would be able to look at everything and say, okay, well, we can do this, but we may not be able to do this, even though we'd like to.
With regard to the $3 million tax increase approved this week, Nerula is generally supportive. She says you have to maintain the balance in the district to keep an eye on spending while providing a great education.
Does anybody like raising taxes? Probably not. No. And I'm kind of the same, but at the same time, at this time with all the budget cuts and uncertain revenue that we've had over the years, we do need to do what we can to maintain the integrity of our programs and take care of our employees. Maybe we do need a small increase. Now, that being said, if a tax increase is instituted to cover costs that could have been paid if existing monies had not been used elsewhere, then I'd have to probably be convinced that a tax increase was truly necessary.
With a 14% increase in insurance costs per year, she says still the district should take care of its employees and their families, even when it results in a tax increase.
And with our high cost of living, it is difficult for teachers, and I understand that. And I think we need to do our very best to cover most of those costs if we can. So I think that, I mean, how can you say, well, we're going to provide for you, but your kids, sorry.
Well, lots of businesses do that.
Yes, I suppose they do, but I don't know. I am very family-oriented and very take care of the whole person and the whole family as opposed to just one.
She says teachers need to engage all children's individualized needs.
We're not in favor of cookie-cutter programs that just says, well, you're all going to do this at the same time, because kids aren't that way. They all need different things at different times, and we need teachers that can use our standards and use our curriculum, but also go beyond and make sure they're meeting every child's needs, because every child won't be at the same level at the same time.
She says with regard to the new building being proposed that has stirred controversy in the district, she would not have voted in support of it.
It was pretty clear, I think, that, you know, the public's concerned, teachers are concerned, even students are concerned, and I think rightly so, because this building was approved when many people had questions and reservations. The decision was made before comments and concerns could be voiced.
Nerula feels there's a lack of open communication in the district. She'd like to see that change and hopes to provide direction to achieve that.
I would like more open feedback. I would like a more open environment to talk to teachers and say so that we can provide the best environment for all students.
That's Julie Nerula, candidate for the District 5 school board seat. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.